Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force.
Hello?
All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
All right, everybody, welcome to tonight's program. Joseph Gibson on blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. Anyone has something to share or say, you can call in 657-383-0616. I'll be with you in about 1 minute and 15 seconds. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the program tonight at 6.04 p.m. on the East Coast in Greensboro, North Carolina. How's everybody doing here tonight? I know I invited a few people here to talk here tonight, but before I go into tonight's program, I just want to put this out there. Next Thursday, we're going to have a very special show. I've got my two returning MDs from California coming on to be the guests, Barry Bruder and Mr. Gillespie, who have this medical treatment that can treat post traumatic stress disorder, okay, PTSD, and actually can cure opioid addiction in vets and other people. And they've got a special offer to give to people. Instead of you paying $500, if you say you listen to the show next Thursday and you're able to go to one of their offices, they will treat you for only $50, okay? And this is a new medical breakthrough, and the government has actually given them a $4 million grant to expand this medical treatment. So next Thursday is going to be a very, very powerful show. Again, we're going to do a follow-up here with Mr. Brewster and Mr. Gillespie. So that's going to be a great show. So we're going to have a lot of veterans calling in next Thursday. We're gonna have a big platform, and they're gonna really offer this treatment nationwide, and we're gonna try to set up some fundraising also. Dr. Peter Ventura is gonna join us in on this also, and his wife Marilyn, out there in Imperial Beach, San Diego, California. So we're gonna be broadcasting here worldwide for our vets out there, and this is gonna be a great show next Thursday. So I just wanted to put that out there. So next Thursday, awesome program. We're going to do a follow-up show, what we did about a month ago, about this medical breakthrough, this new treatment, where they actually attack the brain. And I'm ignorant on it still, actually. I don't understand how it works, but they've got this machine that really the brain and the sensor neuro, it's hard for me to explain, but you just got to tune in next Thursday. It's just the way they do this is there's no chemicals involved. There's no drugs involved. This treatment is 100% pure. It's organic, and they've had a 100% success rate. And we had people call in, if you remember correctly, during the last show to say, these guys are great. They've cured me. And we know vets are committing suicide at an alarming rate right now. So, this is going to be a great show, another big show next Thursday. So I want everyone to follow up and advertise it on your Facebook page, your YouTube page, and let's get this together, because they've asked me to set up a fundraiser for them. But, I want everyone else to do that, really. I don't want to take on that type of responsibility. I'll give everyone a platform. I told them maybe we should try to get them on the Glenn Beck Show. I'll do that for them, or get them on Infowars.com where they can get a couple million people listening to them. I mean, this show here has a few thousand people listening, so I don't really want to be in charge of the money. I would rather see some kind of fundraising idea and have a church handle it or something like that. But I talked to Mr. Brewster, the CEO, last night on the phone. So we're going to have a great show next week. Let's just put it that way. Next Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's awesome. And again, for all of you tonight, the call-in number tonight for guests is 657-383-0616. I don't screen callers. We're 100% live. And I invite a few people on, and I'd like to talk about this Trump State of the Union address here also. I mentioned that on Facebook the other night, talking to a few people. And let me tell you, these Democrats, I always say Republicans and Democrats are the same. It's like kind of like that introduction I played in the past there. They're like the Genovese and the Gambinos. They're at war with each other, but at the end of the day, they're all sitting down at the table joking, But Donald Trump is different, I think. I think Donald Trump really is like another John F. Kennedy. And we need to pray for his safety, okay? We need to pray for his safety. Donald Trump, I believe, is doing something that's defeating these elitists out there and these people out there, these dumbed-down millennials and these dumbed-down people, these civil rights advocates that, it's just crazy. These people, they just want to hate. I mean, for goodness sake, aren't you happy that the president gave you a tax break this year? I mean, that's giving you more money back in your paycheck. Aren't you happy about that? Aren't you happy about a president that wants to work together with the people? We haven't heard this type of rhetoric since basically Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. Okay, George Bush was a criminal. I know that. George Bush didn't do anything. I'm not a supporter of the Bush family. I don't like them. So I'm not a Republican. So don't get me wrong. Okay, but I believe in what's right. And Obama was a criminal. We all know Obama was a criminal. He should have never been president to begin with. He was not even an American citizen. Okay? But I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines here tonight. Everyone, no matter what you want to talk about, it's up to you. We are 100% live. So if you want to change the subject, you want to talk about something else, or you got a story you want to share, that's okay. Or if you want to stick on what I just opened up with here tonight, you can do so. All right, my first caller is going to be 773, and then I got area code 203. So let's go with 773 first. Welcome to the program, 773. Area code 773. First three numbers of your number is 818. Go ahead. You're live on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, this is Wiley from The Wiley Show, and I was hearing your show, and I've been calling in a lot on last year, so this is the first time for me to call in on this year, and Happy New Year, sir, to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
And I would like to first open up and say that what you're saying is so incorrect. You're speaking lies to say President Obama was not born in the United States. Last time I checked, he was born in Hawaii. He produced his birth certificate, and Hawaii is a part of the United States. If you want to do a show, I would love for you to have your facts together regarding President Obama, because he wasn't a criminal. But President Donald Trump is a criminal because he's under investigation dealing with Russia. He also was sued by the Department of Justice because of how he did not want black folks, Latino folks living in his building. He got sued by the Department of Justice, and then he had to settle out of court. And this is the same man that was sued for his university, Trump University, in which he had to settle out of court. So we're talking about criminals here. We elected a man that have done a lot of criminal activity, President Donald Trump. And his State of the Union address is damaging towards those in the Hispanic community, and is damaging towards the African-American community. He talked about the unemployment rate in the African-American community being the lowest because he did it. That's not true. It's the lowest, yes, but it's not under the Trump administration. It's because of President Obama's administration is the reason why unemployment is so low in the African-American community. So again,
and what proof President do you have Donald, that? So what policies? Hang on, let me interrupt you here because you just covered a lot right there. First of all, President Obama never produced his birth certificate and proved that he was an American citizen. Actually, it was proved. No, he did not. Okay. All right, but we'll disagree on that. We'll agree to disagree right now because I don't have
his birth certificate.
All right. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's talk about.
Okay.
All right. Well, you say he did. He was actually a resident of Kenya, okay? He was never an American citizen.
That's true. His father was a resident of Kenya. His father was a resident of Kenya. President Obama's mother, Hawaii. They moved. They traveled so much. She's born and raised in Kansas, but they went to Hawaii, and that's where he was born. His father was
okay.
from Kenya. He have a Kenya blood
in
him. He's a black man. But he was born in the United
States. No, President Obama is not a black man. He's a Muslim. He's half white and half black. He's not a black man.
What?
Because if he was in Africa.
How does that make him a Muslim? How does that make him a Muslim?
Well, because we know President Obama is a practicing Muslim. We know that. Barack Hussein Obama is his Muslim name.
No. Okay. Again, we got to speak, be factual. He went to the Apostolic Church of Faith with Pastor Jeremiah Wright. When Hillary Clinton was going against him in a campaign, she brought that up about his pastor. Pastor Jeremiah Wright is not a Muslim. He's a Christian preacher. And that video was damaging towards President Obama, and he had to come out and say he will no longer be a member of the Apostolic Church.
How are you
going to
tell me Obama's policies, sir? Let's look at the facts then, because right now we're talking about two differences of opinions, and I cannot present
He's not a Muslim.
Facts, and nor can you present. All right, let's talk about President Obama's, because you're talking about Trump's a criminal. He's under investigation for a Russian collusion, according to the liberals.
That's true.
What proof have they found of Russian collusion over the last 1 year of President Trump's presidency? None. Nothing.
Well, the
they
proof,
have found nothing.
Well, the proof, General Flynn was fired of the Obama administration, and he was hired under Trump. And he was fired from President Trump because he lied about his ties to Russia. It is a fact Don Jr. was connecting and communicating with a lawyer that was a part of Russia, was a Russian lawyer.
He did with Fusion, with all campaigns, sir. To collude with each other and try to get dirt on each other. Don Jr. is not the president of the United States.
Russia, that's treason. And if we look at the book that
treason.
Came out.
It's not treason. Treason, no, it's not. Let's talk about treason.
So
Hillary
what do you
Clinton
call?
Email. Talk about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton email. Let me tell you
Barack
something
Obama.
About Hillary Clinton emails. Let me say this for a fact with Hillary Clinton emails. What she did was wrong. It was unethical and it was illegal. If the FBI found any of that out, they should have charged Hillary Clinton because it was very careless for what she did.
But they did
nobody
because
is saying
Obama
Hillary Clinton,
was protecting
nobody
her.
Said Hillary because Clinton was innocent. Nobody's saying that.
But then why isn't she under arrest, sir? If she did what's wrong, then why wasn't she placed under arrest
but
during Obama's administration?
That it has to do.
Why?
Let me tell you something. Obama is not the president anymore. Did President Trump say
but
he's going to lock her up?
During that.
Why haven't he
but
done
he
that?
Was. But why didn't President?
Because,
why? Hang on.
Like President Obama said, Hillary Clinton was very careless with those emails. But like the FBI director at that time.
Careless?
Director
careless.
Comey. He
is that
said
treason,
it was
sir?
Careless.
Is that treason? Why can't we use a strong
treason.
Word
it
like
was
treason?
Careless.
It's not treason.
No, it was treason
it's
for President
treason?
Trump campaign. It is treason for
no,
President Trump.
No, no, we're not talking about President Trump. No. This is what liberals do. They let's stick
liberal.
To the topic here.
I'm not
right
a
now
liberal.
We're talking about.
I'm not a liberal, and I'm not a conservative. I'm an African American that believe in justice. Again, you're
okay,
looking
justice.
At what someone
so why
speak
has
and tell
Hillary
the truth.
Clinton been brought to justice? Why wasn't she
Hillary
brought
Clinton
to
have
justice
not been
under
brought,
the Obama
Hillary Clinton
administration?
Has been brought to justice. Yes, he has. Hillary Clinton
no,
was brought to justice.
Not.
She lost the election. That was her justice.
That's not justice.
She should have become president. She lost
for
the
Benghazi,
election.
For allowing. What about Benghazi? We can get into so much right
but
now.
But Benghazi, listen. Congress.
You can stay on the line, sir. Sir, you can stay on the line, but other people want to talk about the issues you brought up here. So I'm going
to
leave you on the line. I'm not going to mute you.
About Benghazi. No, let me say this about Benghazi. 1 second.
All right. Say
Congress
it about Benghazi.
Cut
go ahead.
The budget for the State Department to have folks to protect those different bases around the world. They slashed the budget. They did not give the State Department the money it would take to protect all of its embassies around the world. Let's talk about that. They did not give Hillary Clinton the money she needed to distribute it around
the world.
That was
under the Obama administration. You had the Senate. You had the
House.
Then why didn't they have the money?
Budget. Not Obama.
But you had the Congress, sir. Obama had the Congress. He had the House.
Obama did not have the Congress at that point. He did not have the Congress.
Yes, he did. The first 2 years, he had the Congress, Senate, and House. All right, but anyway, all right. Let's get to another caller. Stay on the line, sir. Let's get to another caller. Meriden, Connecticut, cue in here, and maybe you could jump in here, and then we'll go down the line, and we'll open the panel for everybody. But everyone needs to not talk over each other, and I'll keep everyone live because we're talking about something that's heated here. We're talking about the current president of the United States here, Donald Trump, and this man here on the line right now, this gentleman,
the
Wiley
which show.
I respect.
They can call me Wiley.
The Wiley Show. The Wiley Show. Yeah,
oh,
Mr. Wiley, yes, of course.
Black man.
Yeah, you're a black man. We know that. I didn't tell you I was a white man. I don't know why that's important, but that's important to you. Okay, so BitBanker. Go ahead, BitBanker. You're live. Go ahead.
Wow. we got off to a roaring start, that's for sure. You know, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. You know, Hillary Clinton destroyed 33,000 emails after she received a subpoena. You know, her garage burnt down in New York the other day, just prior to all this other stuff coming out, where she keeps her records. You know, it seems strange that those things happen. Yeah, oh my God. It seems strange that her husband was on a plane with Loretta Lynch, and then 2 days later or whatever it was, they decide that she's not going to be brought up on charges. You know, it's fixed. It's all fixed. Yeah, were the FBI guys corrupt? Yeah, they probably were, because she and the rest of them probably have them in their back pocket. That's probably the truth. The fact of the matter is Obama didn't release his birth certificate until 3 years after he became president, and that was after he went to Hawaii first. And when he came back, he released his birth certificate, and then the doctor died. So there's no way to actually prove that he signed it, because that was a big thing for 3 years. Well, that's the facts. Look it up. April 11th, he released his birth certificate. He went there, the doctor signed it, and then the doctor died. Those are the facts. Those aren't hyperbole or stuff that I'm pulling out of my ass. It is true. Look it up.
You did pull it out of your ass. Sir.
And that's the problem with liberals and Democrats. You argue about nonsense.
I'm not a
Democrat. You can't get a word in edgewise with liberals and Democrats, because if you're looking up at the sky and you see the sun, they'll argue with you that it's not. And because that's what they think, and that's what they go at. That's what's going on today, you know.
May I please interject, please, sir?
Yeah, that's why
I want to say what you were saying about the birth certificate and all of that. Doctors do die. Again, it is a fact that President Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. He was the first African-American president, period.
No, it's not a fact.
It is a fact. You all are bringing up rumors that time and time again that President Obama was born in this country. He was elected not once, but twice. 8 years. You can't erase him from history.
Okay, as long as we're on Obama. Obama got his start before this becoming senator from Farrakhan. Okay, because there's photos of them that were released with him. The Muslims are the one that gave him the cash to get started. That's why he could never say those Islamic terrorists, because he put $178 billion on a plane in the middle of the goddamn night and sent it to Iran. What the hell's wrong with you?
Can I please respond to that, sir? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a leader of the Nation of Islam. And all praises are due to
him. He's a racist.
But I will say, I will say this. He's not a racist. I will say this
because
you brought him up. Minister Louis Farrakhan and President Obama took one photo. Minister Louis Farrakhan told the Final Call, the newspaper, do not release this photo because it could be damaging towards President Obama's career due to the media labeled Minister Louis Farrakhan as being anti-Semitic. I will tell you this. Minister Louis Farrakhan is a true leader. He's opening eyes up for black men and women around the world. You as a white man cannot call him a racist, because when did black folks enslave black people for 300 years?
The photo was taken from him. He didn't give it away. The photo was taken
he
from
did.
Him.
He did.
And the guy that had it had a copy.
Sir,
what you
that
don't understand is that you won't listen because you're a liberal Democrat, and that's what I talked about before. You just won't listen.
I said I'm a black
man.
Yes,
because you have
half
the truth.
I'm a liberal Democrat. I'm a black man. Okay?
I'm a black man. I'm a black man,
okay.
too.
Well, you be a black man, but at the same time, don't try to say that I am a liberal. I'm telling you, I'm not a Democrat. I did not want Hillary Clinton to be president. She was a woman, and secondly, she was a hater of the black race. We did not want Hillary Clinton. If we as black folks
wanted Hillary
Clinton
in office,
she would have, let me tell you something, sir. She would have been elected president. We did not want Hillary because she's a hater of the black race. You are
I agree with that.
Let me tell you something about President Trump.
Well, he's your president too, sir, if you live in America. He's your president too.
He's trying to gut.
He's your president too.
Yes, he's my president too. Whoop-de-doo. But he's trying to gut out the Affordable Care Act, and that's going to hurt who? A lot of
white
people.
Why not? Oh, the Affordable Care Act, we
have the most brainwashed people on the planet. Poor white people have been brainwashed since slavery, believing that blacks should be enslaved. But when we came here on those slave boats, who jobs did we take? We took
the
jobs.
Well, you didn't come here. You were taken here.
Farmers.
No, you see, you're paraphrasing. You're paraphrasing. You didn't come here. You were kidnapped here, correct? You were kidnapped here. You didn't come here. You didn't come here. You were kidnapped here. Anyway, I've got to go down the line here, and let's be respectful to everyone else's voice. 336, Leroy Dickerson. Leroy Dickerson. Hello. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. By the way, I'm a white man. And I did vote for Trump, but I mean, so who cares? He was definitely the lesser of the two evils. He was definitely lesser. And he has, I don't see why people get off calling him racist. There's no proof of that. And there's no proof of Russian collusion. That's just something. He is a racist. He's a racist because, he married a foreigner. He has plenty of,
he's married to
dude,
a Jew.
Where was you at during, where was you at? Yeah, right. Where was you at during the 80s when he was receiving awards for building homes for Habitat in New York City for poor black people? Do racist people do that?
Let
no.
me tell you something
Wiley,
about President
I think,
Donald
Wiley,
Trump.
I think, you know what?
A,
I think the problem is actually you guys are nearsighted.
The New York Times tried to get those folks in the Central Park Five arrested.
Yeah,
he wanted
New York,
them to get
New York
the death
Times
penalty.
Is,
and all five of those black Jews
New York Times always tells the
found
truth.
Not guilty. They did not rape that white woman. Again, President Donald Trump is a racist. He will always be a racist.
Okay,
he bleeds race.
Okay, hang on. There's nothing we can do. All right, you've already stated that, so let's not waste time continuing to state that again. Let's get to Mandela
Khan. I just
want to
say that he's
Leroy,
a racist.
Well, Jesus Christ,
yes,
I don't
you
30
know.
Seconds.
Oh, okay, Leroy. I thought you made your point. I apologize, Leroy. Okay.
No,
I've
I was going to go on because he touched on the point that the economic situation and everything is all because of Obama. No, the night Trump became president, the stock market and everything started going up, and it's gone up continuously since. And what happened? When that goes up, that means jobs and stuff are being created. That's why black unemployment is
can
the lowest it's ever been. It's because you can
interject
when I get
on.
Done.
Let
you
Leroy
can stop
finish.
Interruption.
Let Leroy finish, please, Mr. Wiley. And then I've got to get to other callers that have points that they want to bring up on what you talked about. Go ahead, Leroy. I apologize. Go ahead.
Trust me, I don't like Donald Trump, but I don't see nothing he's doing is wrong. But it's trickle-down economics right there hard at work, okay? That's how it works. You can laugh all you want. That's the problem with you, just like Bitbanker said. Anytime somebody brings facts up to the table, you laugh. The sun ain't bright. It's dark. Look at my eyes. They're burning up. Holy shit. Why, doctor? Because you looked at the sun, you fool. You're racist. That's the kind of response you get out of people like you. There's no sense even trying to talk facts with somebody that don't want to listen or even observe the facts and counteract them with other facts that they believe is real when everything they believe and think they believe is the fact. So they're not going to listen to a damn word you say but sit there and laugh in the background anyway. That is an ignorant asshole. That's Wiley, that's what you are. You're ignorant.
All right. Okay,
may I please,
all right, let's not
Mr.
call
Jack,
names.
Can
guys,
I please
guys,
respond?
Mr. Wiley, yes, you can. Mr. Wiley, yes, you can. But I've got to address. Mr. Wiley, hang on.
Okay.
I've got to address the other callers. Guys, press the number one if you want to get in on the conversation here tonight, no matter what the topic is. I see a bunch of new callers on the line here tonight. All you got to do is press one. I don't screen callers. I don't screen you. You are 100% live, and I will connect you live. Once Mr. Wiley interjects here, I will connect area code 302, and then I've got a private caller on the line. And we'll go down the line from there. But everyone's on the panel here. Everyone can remain on the panel, but let's not speak over each other because I don't want to disconnect people, okay? Because everyone's opinion does matter on this show. All right. Go ahead, Mr. Wiley. Go ahead.
Brother Leroy, and to all the listeners that are listening in from the right, the stock market did go up when Donald Trump was elected president, but it was a reason why. the stock market went up because he is a businessman. He's a builder. So a lot of corporations said, hey, President Trump was going to deregulate a lot of these regulations that President Obama put in place. He's going to end a lot. So the stock market went up. That's a fact. But the stock market has been going up since 2016. Nothing has changed. The country is going in the right direction economically. But what the difference with Trump is with the DACA children, he want to end that program. He want to end the visa program because a lot of you guys on here believe that a lot of these terrorist attacks are coming from people on visas. That's not true. A lot of these terrorists are white, racist individuals. Name me all of the major terrorist attacks from Las Vegas on down. It was done by white people. White men are the most dangerous human beings on this planet. That needs to be addressed, not folks coming from Africa. And quote, President Trump, you said African countries are shithole countries. Let me tell you something. We're not shithole countries. Africa is one of the beautiful places on the earth.
He didn't say African-American countries. He did not say just African-American countries.
He said African
countries.
Yeah,
he did include them in those. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah, well, okay, all right, Mr. Wiley, let's bring in Mandela Khan. Mandela Khan, you're live on Blog Talk Radio, and anyone else, press the number one. I'll get you on here live. Go ahead, Mandela Khan.
Much love, much respect on behalf of the mighty, mighty Total Recall of the Matriarch and 99.9%. If I don't say a word and the Matriarch daughters don't say a word, everyone who's speaking is going to destroy themselves under the guise of black and white. Black president, Barack Obama, white president, Donald Trump. Now, let me show you where everyone is speaking out of the east end of a horse's ass because of real testimony on wars. Now, when it comes to Donald Trump colluding with the Russians, that's not true. Here's the truth. If you go under war, every black or white person who goes and purchases something, go look up under all your products. You fought in Korea. You fought in Japan. You're threatening China. And if it's not made in the Asian Economic Pacific Corporation, I will cut my own tongue out like ISIS. That's on behalf of the matriarch. All your products are made by the people that were supposedly the enemy of the United States of America, so much so there's not nothing made in America by black or white people. Number one. Number two, when it comes to this president, this legislature, local, county, city, state, and federal, they all are in collusion, and Russia never invaded African nations. As a matter of fact, they supported all revolutions, even the Russian-Cuban missile crisis under Kennedy, Democrat, right? This was all collusion as making a deal so that they wouldn't nuclear annihilate each other. You know, the thing called the nuclear destruction thing, MAD or whatever, mutual assured destruction. All of the major nuclear powers, including Russia, China, and all the others, they got a pact that they won't use them weapons on each other. However, they do not have a pact that they won't use them on the rest of the people, right? Now, here's what I'm saying. Every one of you are wrong because you are under the Masonic Order of the Patriarch, under God and country, and you're using your weapons to take the resources and to the victor of the spoils, right? And World War I to World War II, if it had not been for African and indigenous people, under the weapons of World War I and World War II, all white people would have been destroyed by their own hands because they used every goddamn weapon they could use in France and Germany and Italy. You understand me? They tried to destroy
it. Well, it wasn't just white people, Mandela Khan, because you had Japan involved in the war also. You had Africa involved.
Okay.
Ethiopia was involved in World War II also. So it wasn't
just white people. We were involved only because we went with white power to see who was going to control my shit. When I say my,
yes, sure.
I'm talking about African indigenous people. See, y'all, as white people, you're only fighting to see who's going to win from the Berlin Conference, Germany, France, and England.
Well, if I remember correctly, it was Japanese people that bombed Pearl Harbor. It wasn't white people
I'll give you that, Joe. But here's what you don't realize. And here's what you European people, internal invaders, international, Germany, France, and England they the ones who were fighting to try to see who was going to control the rest of the world. No matter what your dictator or warlock, whatever his name was.
That's true. Mandelicon, I'm going to leave the line open. I can give you an opening, but I've got the private caller here, and I've got to get everyone in.
I would like to say something.
Please take one more minute, please, to finish up your thoughts, because I've got many callers on the line, and we got a panel here going. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the point. Other than me, the mighty Pan-African Intelligence Network, that is African International, just like any affluent white person or business person, I know you're under kill or be killed. The only thing that can save us now, all of our families, is live and let live in one love. So if we're not going to put so much emphasis and energy in putting words, actions, and deeds on the table to end this Holocaust, not a Holocaust, to end this genocide, live and let live in one love is the final analysis. I rest the case. And let's get on to some more callers. Much love, much respect.
Mandelicon, you're absolutely correct. And I believe that's what Donald Trump stated in his State of the Union address. Hang on, Mr. Wiley.
No,
you're going to get a turn, but I've got to get to some callers here, okay? I mean, I'm giving you your chance here, just please. But I believe that's what Donald Trump stated in his State of the Union address was let everyone live. Let us get together here and let's work together. But you see, like Leroy Dickinson said, when you speak to liberal-minded people, whether they're liberals or Democrats, whether they're African, whether they're Chinese or whatever, they refuse to bargain with anybody. I mean,
Republicans and conservatives,
you know,
too. Don't say Democrats and liberals. Say Republicans.
Donald Trump represents. I agree with you, Mandelicon. I agree with you there because you know my platform here. I believe all politicians are criminals once they're elected. However, Donald Trump does represent a lot of what we do need in this country. People need jobs. People need security. And look, we're heading towards a war with Korea, folks. We're heading towards a war with Korea.
And I want to say this
real quick because I've got a bunch of callers here on the line. Real quick,
if Korea, if you are listening, don't let them take your nuclear weapons. If America can have nuclear weapons, so can you.
So should African people have nuclear weapons also.
Everyone have nuclear weapons, and let's just kill each other. Okay? All right. Anyway, private caller, go ahead. I got a new caller on the line, and then 251, you're next. Go ahead, private caller.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, that's you, ma'am. You get about a couple minutes here, and I got to move along, okay? Go ahead.
Commander-in-Chief and my honorable Commander-in-Chief brother.
Your phone's breaking up real bad. I can barely hear you. Can everyone hear her fine?
Can you hear me now?
No.
Yeah, I can hear you now, baby. Go ahead, baby.
You
now, baby, your ass. That's high priestess. Shut
baby,
up. Don't you
know.
Call her no baby.
Yeah, I know. What's
right.
This baby
here we
stuff?
Go again.
Come on now. Come
baby,
on now.
This is being forced on us. I have to use this cell phone. My most.
All right, go ahead. We can hear you now. Go ahead. Make your point. Go ahead. Make your point. Everyone gets a chance
go
on
ahead,
this
baby.
Phone here. And we're in a heated discussion here. No, baby. None of that crap. Let's go. Let's talk as human beings and adults here. Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
President Obama was made a citizen of Indonesia by way of his adopted daddy from Indonesia because his mother had married a man. Then he went back.
Background noise, guys. Background. Come on, I got to start muting callers if we're going to do this. Let's not disrespect the caller. Come on now. Go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am. Continue on.
As I said, President Obama was made a citizen of Indonesia by his adopted daddy who his mother had married. Then he came back to live with his grandparents. The bottom line is that no one's paying attention. It was something else you had discussed earlier. I can't even think of it now. But at the top of 2017, just before January 20th, President Obama sent back to Russia 53 Russian diplomats. Then approximately 2 to 3 months later, it was reported that he sent home back to Russia, 35 Russian diplomats. Then it was reported where these Russians were saying all of the wires that were in the walls of this, wherever their residence were and their offices, had been pulled out of the wall. In addition to that, no one's paying attention. There's more Russians and Ukrainians living in the United States of America than that which has been sent to, especially from northern Russia, to Israel and many others from the Ukraine. And I heard you say the word Muslim. Muslim is a type of cloth. Muslim means one who is of peace, and most of the time they practice Islam as their religiosity. Person that speaks Arabic. No, this
all
is
right,
important.
All right, no, 30 seconds, 30 seconds. I'm giving you 2 minutes, and you can remain on the panel. 30 seconds, okay?
Person that speaks Arabic can never be anti-Semitic. You must be talking about the ones, the so-called Jews, there's no such word as Jew, but nonetheless, German and Russia that speak Yiddish. And you have to remember the Bolshevik and all of those variables when it comes to Russia. But more importantly, no one's connected over to Dutch. I'm indigenous to this country. A Caucasian can never be a supreme being. They can never be a racist.
Well, nobody's a supreme
what?
Being.
What?
Hang on.
Oh,
hang
my
on.
God.
Hang on.
Oh, no.
My God. All right, hang on. All right.
Longer
all right, hang on. That's a conversation another time, ma'am. Ma'am, I've got to get
crap.
To listen. Ma'am,
let me finish my thought, too.
Bring on,
let me finish my thought before you go on.
That was a bunch of
No. Bitbanker, hang on. I've got to get one more caller in here before I let everyone, I open the panel to everybody, okay? Please. Listen. All right. Well, that's a conversation. We're not talking about religion and the cockadoid and the human doid. All right. Hang on, because we can barely hear you. 251, go ahead. You're live on Blog Talk Radio. And, ma'am, stay on the line. 251, go ahead.
Greetings, all. This is Akshita Veda, the chosen daughter of the matriarch, and I'm hearing the conversation, and we're all still trying to make sense of a lot of things that never did make sense, nor will it ever make sense, because it's in the wrong perspective. We're looking at things from a patriarchal perspective, and this is where all the wars and all the disasters across the world is coming from, because we're thinking from this mindset, which does not allow people to live and just be who they are. A Muslim is to be a Muslim, to practice Muslim, is a way of living, you know, doing the right thing and treating people right. It has nothing to do with religion whatsoever, nor the Muslim religion. So just to clear that up, but we're trying to make sense. We're all temporarily insane right now. See, we don't know which way is up from down, and we're still trying to turn something that's upside down and make it look right, but it's not right. So this is why we are advocating for, not advocating, but we are moving into the total recall of freedom, justice, and total independence for all people, because there's an injustice, there's an imbalance in the system right now. And so until we begin to see freedom for what it is and justice for what it is and independence as not following under the patriarchal system, but learning what the matriarch is and begin to go by the ways of the matriarch, which is to love all people and to be in love. So here's the deal.
But
it sounds to me that a lot of people are trying
ask,
to advocate towards war, and there's no need for
host,
all that.
As the host, can I ask you a question?
That's all I have to say.
Okay, but may I ask you a question, though? How can we love all people when we have a leader in North Korea that says he's going to kill the United States and nuke us?
He didn't.
What do we do?
No.
You say love him? What do we do?
Can I say
background
something?
Noise, people, with your comments, please. I'm asking a question. How do we love all people when we have a group of a leader that is insane that wants to nuke the United States and kill you? If you're living in the United States, and kill
well,
you.
Look at what America, look at what America, look at what this government system that we're under, look at what they're going around doing to all
come
these
on.
Other countries.
Yeah.
We're
look
not
at what America has done.
Korea, ma'am. What have we done?
I'm not in North Korea right now. I'm in northwest of Mexico. I'm in Africa right now. So, I mean, I'm not concerned with what's going on in North Korea or what vengeance they have against this patriarchal system that we're in.
All right, guys,
that has nothing to do with me.
Don't talk over everyone, please. Please, guys, don't.
You asked me a question specifically.
No, no, not you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the background. See, I'm the host. I can hear everybody. So, please, when someone's speaking, don't interrupt in the middle of a sentence, please. So you're in Africa right now, and you're not concerned about your brothers and sisters around the world? Is that what you're saying?
That is absolutely not what I said at all. So you can move on with your show.
He's in Mobile, Alabama, West Africa, the United States of America.
You said I'm not concerned with what's going on with North Korea or this nuclear threat.
What I said was the concern that I do not have is what another country has against this system that has brought upon injustice upon our people here in our land is what I'm speaking of. What's going on between North Korea and this other system? I have no idea.
Okay, you're in Africa.
That's not what I'm speaking on.
He
is in Mobile, Alabama, West Africa. Mobile, Alabama, West Africa. That's where she's at right now.
Okay, I understand what you're getting at right now. Okay, all right, Delacon, I apologize.
I would like to say something. I don't care what's going on in North Korea. First of all, I'm not going to believe this government. This is the same government that said Iraq have weapons of mass destruction. I don't believe anything this government is saying. This government is the devil. North Korea.
And they did.
Do not give up your nuclear weapons. America have hundreds of nuclear weapons. And until America lay down her nuclear
weapons,
North Korea, you keep yourself armed.
Stop.
North Korea
Leroy.
Never brought my ancestors from Africa, enslaved them. North Korea never lynched any
Nobody
of my ancestors.
Any,
but America,
your own
this
ancestors,
government has done that.
Your own ancestors.
The United
stole.
States
Listen,
government.
Why do we
guilty.
Keep reverting, Wiley? Why do we
because,
keep reverting back to something that happened 400 years ago
America
that does not pertain to you?
And repent for her original sin.
Okay,
so if North Korea
can we say something now?
America, then so be it. Because
we're still at war with North Korea.
So what do you want? So, Mr. Wiley, what do you want America to do about what happened 400 years ago?
First of all, America needs to put down its weapons and share the wealth with all African people. They need to share the land with Indian people. They need to put black folks in power because we are the backbone of this country. We built this
Where the
country.
Hell is my new cat?
How do they do that? And how do they do that, Mr. Wiley? How do they
Today,
do that?
President
how do they
Donald
do
Trump,
that?
Let me tell you something. Since y'all want to kiki and laugh, President Donald Trump, if you're listening to me, sign executive order by ordering the Department of Treasury to give African people land and give them their money. What we
Oh, my God.
How
about
going
and earn it?
We gave
the Department
of
Treasury.
He did that during
his term.
Shut him up. Shut him up already. Shut him up.
Look where it got you, people.
Time out. Time out.
Shut him up. Let someone else talk.
Time out. The Department of Treasury, sir, does not control the land or money of the America. The Federal Reserve Bank does. Okay? So you are misinformed, Mr. Wiley.
Excuse me.
You do need to know this.
Money.
I've had this discussion with Wiley before, Joe.
Excuse me. Listen, Obama forked out $10 trillion, and where did it get you? It didn't get you anything. He forked out more during his presidency than all 43 presidents before him. And where did it get you? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
And that's where you're going to
you
get.
You are a
and
white
that's
supremacist.
You're gonna get.
I don't
Nowhere.
Listen to what you're saying because you're a racist.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a racist. We're all racist. They were all racist here but you, Wiley. I mean, and the thing is Malachon probably agrees with a lot of the stuff we're saying, too. And I agree with a lot. Malachon says that we all just need to get along. You got to quit blaming people for your past. You can't say, why don't the government give me a piece of land, $40 million? Why don't you get off your ass and work for it? I had to work for my land. I had to work for my house. Well, then why does the government need to give you anything? What entitles
because
you
I'm
for the government
right
to give
now.
You anything? You know, you don't need to tell me. You're just going to oh, because they enslaved me 300 years ago.
I'm not giving it to you.
Exactly. You weren't enslaved. You don't know any slaves. So
first of all, the government doesn't even have any rights to any resources that are produced by Mother Earth to begin with. So this is where we're already wrong, expecting the government that stole the land from the people to give anything.
Yes.
The fact that they stole it and we're paying for a piece of it back makes no sense at all. So why not just go right to the root of the problem and say, no, this land is not yours.
Well, that's actually a good point. That's actually a good point, but that could be a whole other topic right there, you know. That could be a whole other
topic.
You know, back in the old days when people marched out west and everything, they claimed their land for themselves. They didn't have to pay nothing for it. They claimed, this is my land. And, you know, then what happened 100 years later?
Let's not talk about the past. And listen, Leroy, we're talking about something 400 years ago. Where, you know, we can all argue about history.
That's not true. That's not true.
So are you explaining today, Mr. Wiley, is the black man enslaved today? Do you believe he's enslaved and in chains today?
Black men are enslaved today due to mass incarceration. Why is it that black people are in jail at a higher rate than white people? White people is dying for the opioid crisis. White people that died for opioid crisis should be locked up. So again,
have you ever been in prison, Mr. Wiley?
Because crime in the black community is a lot higher. That's why.
No,
that's the truth. That's the simple fact.
We need to really get off of the topic of race because really, really, race is a social construct that has been given, and we've been put in these labels, and we forgot really who we are because we're basing everything on race that does not exist. Because everybody, black, white, gay, straight, alike, are all going through some of the same injustices. It has nothing to do with your race. It's everything about your status.
Exactly. Amen, sister.
Amen to that. Sister, I want to tell you something. Everyone. No, Mr. Wiley, quiet for a second, please. Quiet. Because Bit Banker has something to say, but before, I'd like to agree with that last comment. The government is corrupt. I agree with this caller 100%. We're being labeled white, black, this, that, Muslim, Mexican, Puerto Rican. You're a queer. You're this. You're that. You know, we're being categorized. And, Mr. Wiley, you're feeding into that hate that the government is spewing upon us
the
today.
Hate.
I believe.
Don't blame me, Mia. You're a white man. You can't label
Mr.
me.
Mr. Wiley, can
white.
I finish my point, please?
Go
as
ahead.
A host, I've been put. All right. Then I'm going to get the Bit Banker. Then you can comment. But the last comment that was made was very educated, actually, and very smart. It's correct. There's a new world order out there. There is a one world system being set up. However, we are labeling people the wrong way. And I know
this last caller.
Okay, can I finish, please? What I'm trying to say is we are all in a system here today, and we got to agree on this at least. The Constitution gives all people the right to – now, listen, I'm not saying it applies to all people. What I'm saying is if it did, it's a damn good document we should go by. All people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if we lived by that, imagine how great we can be. Now, you owe me this, you owe me that for what happened 900 years ago is never going to work.
That's not
Mr.
true.
Wiley. It's never going to work.
True.
It's never going to. No.
Not true.
No.
Not true.
Stop.
Not true.
Stop. I'm not finished. It's never going to work. It's just not. But
it
can
will
we
work.
Fix the system and the corrupt system we have here today? All right. Now,
can I say something about the Constitution? Black folks
go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
Happiness. White people had it.
They're
white
right.
People
they
had
did
been
not.
Doing really
you're
great
right.
In this country. White people
they
been doing
didn't.
So good
you're
in this country
right.
For generations. Let me tell you something.
Oh, Lord.
The reason why white America is dealing with the opioid crisis is because they're going to have to pay for all of the evil
no,
that they've
it
done.
No, it affects all Americans,
white people
folks.
Is dying
it
at
doesn't
an
affect.
Rate.
It does not affect only white America. It affects
it's
all of America. Let me tell you something. If you are my
class.
Black next door neighbor, no, sir, Mr. Wiley, I'm not going to segregate people. I'm not going to put my black neighbor in a box and say what affects me is only me because I'm white. My black neighbor is my brother. And when we stop thinking And when we start thinking like that, we're going to get rid of people like you, Mr. Wiley. Now, BitBanker, make your point, please.
Socialism is a great thing. Gimme, 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 gimme. I want everything for free until you run out of other people's money. Here we go. Oh, that's right, because I want it all for free because I deserve
it. About socialism. That's the boogeyman shit of the white man. No one said the word with socialism. Not no one.
Can BitBanker finish, please?
I didn't finish my thought.
You lied. You tried to cross your track.
I said socialism is a great thing. I want. I guess I hit a nerve with that.
You'll be pushing up daisies.
Now, America is a state of mind. America is whatever you make of it. So get off your asses and go to work.
Okay, Big Bang, I'm glad you said. Hold on for a minute. I'm glad you said the word socialism. And if you notice, everyone, go through the archives of the Sign of the Times. You never heard the word socialism until Big Banger put it up. And this is the boogeyman of white power. As they try to set up a republic of democracy, they use socialism, communism, these alien governments that's against our way of life, our thing, El Morte, right? You know, this is our thing. When he used the word socialism, I dare anybody, including you, Joe, to the archives of tonight on February 1st. You never heard the word socialism until Big Banger. But here's where all you white people are messed up. The Weekly Readers made the Bear and they made the Hammer and Sickle the boogeyman. You know, the newsreels, and we go to the auditorium, and he used what white people use as a boogeyman theory. They said democracy and the Republic of America is the greatest government and hate socialism and hate communism. But here's where y'all messed up. African communalism, African social system, and the African democratic system, white power stole all three concepts, whether it's democracy, whether it's socialism or communism. White people don't have no fucking government. Their government is controlling my shit. So you can use the boogeyman theory, Big Banger, to a suspect from your father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. Trying to say that democracy is the best thing, but socialism and communism is bad.
All right, hang on. We talked about Obamacare. Mr. Wiley brought up Obamacare, and we've done this argument before, and I have a nurse on the line here tonight, and Obamacare and repealing the individual mandate was the best thing
Donald Trump
could have done. I'm going to tell you right now, Obamacare was a travesty to the medical. Listen, the medical institution was broke down. I will not deny that. I don't want it to go back to the way it was. No, I don't. But Obamacare has sure as hell not done anything better.
We got to pass this bill before we read it.
That's right. All right, private caller, I know you've been waiting again. Can you please speak clearly this time on a phone that we can hear you? Go ahead, private caller.
I just heard you speaking of Obamacare. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you clearly this time. That's good. Yes, we can hear you clearly. Go ahead.
Obamacare was out of order for President Obama. Everything he did was out of order. But more emphatically, he forced that on people. He told them if they didn't take it, they will be penalized. All of our employees are supposed to follow the very ratified law of the Declaration of Independence that used my tenets. And the bottom line is it clearly says once you read past the preamble, which most people don't, it says the consent of the governed. We, the people in this country, are the government. The employees have twisted everyone, don't want you to read, and therefore they take things over and tell us what to do. They're supposed to ask us what do we want and need, not tell us what. In addition to that, this is why so much chaos. And as I've already told you, President Obama has himself in so many directions due to his mama. And the fact remains, when you pay attention to Hillary Clinton, she had been in the governor's mansion for years. And when she left being in the White House with her husband after 8 years, she stole Chinaware, a sofa, and several pieces of artwork. Now, she claims she brought it back several years later. But she also gave, when she became the Secretary of State, the Secretary of State, and I can be corrected with that, she gave China $60 million without our consent. She also told our soldiers to stand down when they had to watch their comrades be bombed. Add that to the fact, I can give more details about her and Whitewater. But back to us, we the people, when one studies, and all of you will say we have to go to school, the first slaves brought to this country were Caucasians. And they owed the aristocrats money. They were indentured slaves 7 years. And they were not given accommodation.
No.
They were not
no.
given accommodation. And they owed people money. We did not have jails in this country until the undocumented, illegal European invaders came to this country. Okay.
Did she finish?
Person has said that they could freely come over here after the jails were opened in France, Germany, and Great Britain. But look, you can't hear standing here, truth. I didn't say anything when you were talking.
Who is that man?
And the bottom line here is they were all thieves and get rich quick. They brought their diseases here. They brought their diseases here. They're called the germ man. And all of them were taken out of the jails. We didn't have jails here. And they brought their very problem that they're still suffering now. This year, 2018, they're supposed to stop making bullets with lead. Under mayoclinic.org, you can look it up. Lead poisoning causes libido and mental instability, and it's passed on to their born and unborn children.
That's another show. I respect that.
Yes, it is another show.
Okay?
You're right.
He's a coon.
Okay.
Next
call.
Go ahead. Yes, Mr. Wiley, go ahead. Finish, please. Go ahead. Make your point.
I would like to say this. What she said about Hillary Clinton is all lies, and it's okay that she want to spread lies. Hillary Clinton was the president. Hillary Clinton was not the commander-in-chief. She have no power, no authority to tell no soldiers to stand down.
But wait a second, Mr. Wiley, time out. Mr. Wiley, hang on. I've got to interrupt
Secretary
you.
Of State.
I've got to. Because 30 minutes ago, before I get to hang on. Yeah, I know, the poor black man. I know. But hang on. I've got Brother Mercy on the line here. I'm going to connect him after this comment. Mr. Wiley,
for the record, I'm a white man, and I love Mr. Wiley. I'm a white man, and I love Mr. Wiley, for the record.
All right, I can't make my point,
well, black
so I'm going to bring Brother Mercy
color.
On. Brother Mercy! Brother Mercy, welcome to the program. New voice, please. New voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, this country has an ugly history all the way from the founding, well, we call the founding fathers, all the way up until today. Joseph, we can't forget about slavery and just wipe it under the rug like it happened, because it's a very important part of history. And it's the reason why we have so much. It's the reason why we have so much trouble today.
Background noise. People got background noise. Please. Let's not disrespect the caller. Go ahead.
And what I wanted to say is this country has used more nukes than anybody. I say used, not just have, but they've used. They use it in Japan. You can Google all of this. They bombed Japan more than once. They bombed the Marshall Islands. This country has used nukes. It's in their history. You can Google this stuff. We have nuked different places. France has nuked places in Africa. This is all part of history. So we talk about nukes and people using nukes. North Korea is not our fear. It's this country and France, okay, which was our ally.
Well, wait a second. They are our fear, Brother Mercy, when they threaten
us,
they say we're going to bomb the United States. Brother Mercy, if I come to your house and tell you I'm going to burn down your house, what are you going to say? Well,
the white man kidnapped me 300 years ago, so therefore, America, you know what? I'm not going to get involved. Come on, Brother Mercy. They're threatening America.
I will
North
tell you
Korea
this, Brother Mercy. I
wrong.
Believe in you, black brother.
Joseph.
You getting these white
Joseph.
Supremacists together. They don't understand that white folks have been in power for so long. But let me tell you, to every white voice that's hearing me, black people is taking over this country. Hispanic people is taking over this country. Y'all enjoy Trump for the 4 to 8 years because black folks will be in power, and you better pray to your white Jesus.
Well, you
that
already
we don't
had a
the
black
things
folk
that
in power, Mr. Wiley. You already did.
That's true, Joe. That's not true.
Obama
was your president, Joe. Obama was the Confederate flag president. Obama was the red, white, and blue president. Obama did not represent black people.
Why you can't.
You're darn right,
black
Manoa Khan. You're absolutely right. But he was black,
and
though, wasn't he? Wasn't
Joseph.
He black?
We are the
Obama
man.
Black?
Black
Joseph.
Man is the original man.
Oh, my God. Have we took a 180 or what?
The human race.
Guys, let Brother Mercy speak.
Joseph.
Let Brother Mercy speak.
Hey, Joseph.
Please, no. Time out. Let Brother Mercy speak. Guys, time out. Time out. Let Brother Mercy speak.
How?
Go ahead, Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy.
On behalf of Brother Mercy,
Barack
Obama is like Donald Trump.
He disappears on me. Brother Mercy, where are you? Brother
Donald
Mercy,
Trump,
it's your
Barack
floor.
Obama, the white people president.
All right, he's disappeared on me. I don't know where he went.
Ooh, this cool.
Brother Mercy.
Brother
Mercy.
He know that day of judgment is coming. Let me tell you, Barack Obama was the president for white people. Under President Obama, he invaded so many countries. He killed the guy in Libya. Gaddafi was killed under the Obama administration. He was never for black
He didn't
people.
Die.
And let me tell you,
he's
y'all
not dead.
Jackie Robinson. But wait till you get the Malcolm
He's still alive.
As
a
president
a
of the United States, it's coming.
That was
Presley
still alive. Tupac is still
alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just a big liar.
Elvis is still alive. It's a conspiracy. All right, listen, Brother Mercy, are you there? Can you interject here? You were talking and you disappeared. Are you still there, Brother Mercy?
Yeah, I'm here. And what I wanted to say is, North Korea, we don't have to worry about North Korea because they. We don't have to worry about North Korea because they're no threat to us.
All right. Well,
that's
I'm losing
lie.
You, Brother Mercy. I keep losing you. I think we have to worry about North Korea. Any
we
country
don't.
That possesses a nuclear weapon
you know
that wants
is?
To threaten
Joseph.
To destroy the United States.
You know what it is, Joseph?
I say we
Joseph,
do.
I'm telling you what it is. Hold on, let me finish. Let me tell you what it is. You know why Trump wants you to focus on North Korea? Because nobody wants to talk about Trump and his Russian buddy. Nobody want to talk about this. Everybody
the actors of evil came before Trump. The actors of evil came under the Bush era. Iran, North Korea, and who is the actors of evil? North Korea is the last of the actors of evil. The actors of evil came before Donald Trump.
That's right.
George W. Bush borrowed money from the Social Security and never paid it back.
Yes, he did, and that was a white man. Bush was never for black folks.
Oh, damn the white man. Damn the white man. I tell you, the white man, he's just an evil. The white man, I feel like I'm on TRS right now. The white man is the evil of all. Let me tell you.
Yes, the white man.
Mr. Wiley.
Yes.
Oh,
when you keep bringing up.
Mr. Wiley,
up
come
white,
on.
White. That's being racist.
If you believe that, then there is no hope. No hope for you, sir,
yes,
in a world where
that,
we are.
White people have done evil in this country. You, sir, are living under white privilege due to your grandfather, your great-grandfather, okay? Again,
white privilege.
Do not think
Hold on,
that
time
I
out.
Follow your
time out.
Sir.
No, it's called
out.
Theft.
White
people
you
were given.
The whole shopping you not the whole time
they
out
took
there.
Over my stuff by
I
reason of their
I
parents.
It,
they were being obedient to their
Facebook
makers.
Get a couple hundred people.
They were
court.
Obedient
the
to their
court.
Makers,
Joseph
the caucus
get
boys.
Control of the program. Order in the people's
they
court.
Took my
Everybody,
stuff.
Including
I want
me.
It back.
Shut your goddamn mouth. Everybody, including me. Who's on the podium, Joe Gibson?
I
their time
I
is
listen.
Up.
I'm going to be honest with you.
guys, time out. We're getting away from the topic here. I want to listen to 251. I want this female here to speak because I believe she's spoken with the most knowledge here tonight. Area code 251. We got 20 minutes left. I'd like you
she
to
only
talk,
told you what Mandelicon tells her to say. She's a puppet.
She's a goddamn liar. That lady in Philadelphia.
She does not have a mind of her own. All she does
is
repeat
she
what
is
he says.
Goddamn liar.
She doesn't get it. She'll be killed just like the rest of them that learn how
she
to do out of body. So if you do out of body, my dear, you're going
to
be in for a rude awakening. You let him teach you about the poor, and you go in there. You won't be able to get back in your body again.
Right,
he will teach you about out of body and make you a fool because you have been able to repeat every word like a puppet.
You lying ass, lonely woman in Philadelphia.
We're going to go down the line.
Be a damn fool. We are not from Africa.
I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to mute you. Stop. Stop. We have 19 minutes left. So this is what I'm going to do. Listen, Mandelicon, I'm going to go down the line. Everyone's going to get 2.5 minutes to talk, whatever the hell they want to talk about. And I'm going to sit. And anyone interrupts, you won't get your chance. So I'm going to start off first with Leroy Dickerson. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Skip me to a little farther down the line. I got something I'm doing right now.
All right, that's fine. Mandelicon, and Mandelicon, we got to talk because I want you to have your own show here in the next couple weeks. So we got to talk privately, okay? Go ahead, Mandelicon, 2.5 minutes. Go ahead.
In a couple of weeks, the Daughters of the Matriarch will host in the Sign of the Times in which we live, the producer, Joe Gibson. But let me bring this
Amen.
To fore.
Hey, I welcome
disregard,
it. I welcome it, brother.
Disregard the last woman of Philadelphia, who I know her more than anybody in BTR, but she is a Nuapian under Malachi York, and she by herself. She hates every woman on the planet
you
except
don't.
Her and her paper.
Stop.
Okay?
No, no,
her
don't
own
do that.
Testimony,
I won't give you a chance to talk. Please, don't interrupt. Oh, please, don't do
her
that.
Her own testimony.
Stop talking about me. He doesn't know me.
Okay,
you're
now, let me show you this.
You're going to get a chance to talk. Everyone gets a chance to talk. Just let them
okay,
speak.
Let me show you this.
Let everyone speak.
I want you to listen to her testimony as she comes to the line every night. And if you listen, she will not add one sentence to bring the matriarch, the red, black, and green, the people's total recall from Ethiopia, nor will she enter into class action 567. And she met my law firm. She met the secured party who put forth Live and Let Live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the birthplace where George Washington sat, Christian Marcus Street. She represents the common law court, which is the Harrisburg, it's the Supreme Court, the supreme law of the municipalities all over this country, and that's not Washington. I'm telling you, that woman knows, but she despises every woman. She knows that the chosen daughter of the matriarch, the Winnie Mandela of the United States of America, is on the line. That's why she burst out in an outburst to try to disrupt and dislodge the holistic
one minute,
of living
one minute. You
get
1 minute, together. Brother. 1 minute.
Okay.
1 minute.
Now, I want to put this in perspective. Only the chosen daughters of the matriarch has jurisprudence of the stolen legacy. The real stolen legacy is not what France, Germany, and England did to black people. It's not what white people did to black people. It's what the Masonic order of the patriarch did to all women. Whether she's black, brown, gray, yellow, white, old, brown, gray, skin, white. Shaka Zulu and George Washington stole Mother Earth from all the mothers. So any woman who does not come forth now and put forth her birthright to save her family, and all men can do is serve, protect the women, children, the old folks, and they must build. They cannot make this woman a second-class citizen, the children a third-class citizen, and the old folks a fourth-class citizen, and have men control the race, wars, and lies of Mother Earth. So I'm telling you, the matriarch is back and a goddamn thing that the Masonic order the patriarch to do. Because the real majority on the planet Earth is women, and the super majority is her children, old folks, and the men who will stand, serve, protect, build with her. And that is how we're going to get our honor. Much love, much respect. I'll rest your case. The matter is closed.
All right, Mandelicon, thank you very much, and we'll speak privately. And look, and those of you who don't speak to me privately, you know, but talk to the people who have. We can have a really powerful conversation together privately because we do that. without interruption, and I give everyone a chance to talk. Hey, listen, I pay for this format. We got a lot of people that listen. I got over 1,800 people that listen to this program on Facebook. I get messages. So, you know, you're being heard. So remember that, okay? And I'm going to – the panel that I opened up tonight, everyone will get 2 minutes. We got plenty of time. So I'm going to go to Brother Mercy first, and then my private car, and then 251, and up the lines for that. Everyone, please be respectful, all right? And before I give Brother Mercy the mic, remember, next Thursday is going to be a really powerful show. It's not going to deal with politics. It's going to deal with medicine, something that can help everyone. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, okay? It matters about who you are and what problems you have. And we're going to have two MDs on here next Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a powerful show. We're going to have a lot of people around the world listening. So if you want to jump in, you'll be more than welcome. All right, Brother Mercy, go ahead. 2 minutes, my friend.
Can you come back to me?
I can come back to you. Okay. I'll go to my private caller. Go ahead, private caller. Private caller, go ahead.
Would that be me?
That's you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, since you mentioned medical and medicine, I am an original scientist. All mankind-made medicine causes side effects. They do not heal. And as you all are recognizing now, this opioid, it is caused by all of the cell phones, iPhones, iPads, computers. On 60 Minutes, his name is, I can't remember the guy's name, that did the interview to the Silicon Valley executives. They actually programmed the computers, especially the cell phones. They say when your people are looking back at it and constantly on it, that's a program. It's a hypnotic program. And I've given you the other week that goes with MH Chaos, COINTELPRO, the other variables of V2K, V as in Victor, the number 2, K as in Kenneth, voice to skull. The Chinese already have designed in the 90s a mind control machine. You may think they're looking on their cell phone. They're actually reading people's minds or planting thoughts in people's minds. It is called mind control. It's hypnotism. I was trained in it, especially in the late 60s and early 70s. We used a book for our textbook. It was called Subliminal Seduction. Under businessdictionary.com, they call it subliminal advertising. All of us are being duped. All these mankind-made hurricanes and other distractions, as the cell phones, iPhones are forced on us. They're forcing people on fiber optics, this Verizon, Xfinity, Comcast. If they don't have electricity, these cut off. Their battery backups. Their battery backups are not functioning. All batteries explode. When we go into these stores and even you know about the airports, all of the security panels are making people sick. Again, this cell phone Wi-Fi, I have it in writing. It is causing people to get the real epidemic, which is sugar diabetes. It raises the body temperature of humankind. It increases the glucose level, causing sugar diabetes. I have it in writing. None of the doctors will tell you, because 75% of these medical doctors are making their money off of studies. All of these artificial electricity, radiation, x-rays, CAT scans, MRI, especially ultrasound. It is told to women, do not get an x-ray when they're pregnant. Ultrasound is real-time x-ray. It's causing their babies to get paralyzed. I can give more details, especially Caucasian children, as well as they are being born with autism. You can look that up under Mayo Clinic. And I can rest my case, but
you.
I have more to add. Thank you.
I know you do, and I've asked you. We need to do a show with you. We need to do a show and talk about this. It's very interesting, okay? Very interesting. We need to do that. We really do. All right, Pip Anchor, you're next. And then I'm going to go, hang on, so someone knows who they're next. I'll go to 251 after Pip Anchor. Go ahead, Pip Anchor. Area code 203, Meriden, Connecticut.
I don't have too much to say, but she's very interesting. I could listen to her for a long time. I wish she'd just slow down a bit And this way she could take more time explaining herself, too. I know she's probably rushing because we don't get time to speak here, but it's very interesting what she's talking about. That's all I have to say.
All right. Well, I told her I'd like to do a show with her. She can call me. I put my my personal cell phone number out there. You can call me, 336-419-7236. 336-419-7236. Or contact MandelaCon. He knows how to contact me. Anyone who is interested in doing their own show, you know I will give you the floor anytime you want. It's on my dime, so why the hell wouldn't you? And we got quite a following here. So, 251, go ahead. I don't know what you've got to say, but I liked what you had to say tonight other than what other people had. So I do like it. So, 251, go ahead. 2 minutes. Wrap up the program for us.
Greetings. Yes, this is Akshita Veda calling from Mobile, Alabama. And I just wanted to bring it back to the fact that we are in a pluralistic society. And in a pluralistic society, majority rules. So that majority of people are really the women, the mothers, and the supermajority are the children and the elders coming together with that group to form the village that it takes to raise our children within the community. And we have to get back to community building and developing, you know, through that growth of exchanging equal energy between each other, which is a positive energy, it should be, as we move forward to install the people's government based on Class Action 567 under the matriarch. We have to realize that the patriarchal mindset is what got us in the positions that we are in as a people today. You know, there's spells. We're sending our children into this education system, which are teaching them how to spell, but they're casting spells on themselves. They're using magic that we're not even aware that's being used on us. That goes into a whole other sector of communication. But from knowing that the spells are being taught and cast upon ourselves from the education system, we do need to learn how to deprogram from that way of thinking and reprogram into a new way of thinking, which is knowing that we are the supermajority and we are in a pluralistic society, which means that we as a people can come together and in numbers and really make a difference and really make a change instead of continuing to debate on what's going on. Everything is wrong right now. Nobody is right now. So until we come out of this system that is really based on thievery and lies and deception and all this, we're continuing to dive into their world to try to make sense of it, and we will not make sense of it. Personal attacks upon one another is not the way. You know, just because we don't agree with one another based on, you know, our background or experience or understanding of where we are and who we are, we don't have to personally attack one another. That's not the way to freedom, justice, and total independence, and that's the way we need to be going. We need to be moving forward in that direction because this is what the matriarch stands for. So together we stand, divided we all fall, and we're calling for love and togetherness and unity back into the community. And this is what the matriarch is. So return to the matriarch. My case is closed.
Hey, I like a lot of what you say. Some of it is open for disagreement, but like you said, hey, conversation is important, you know? And we got to work together. That's important. You'll always have a voice on this program, 251. I like what you have to say. And like I said, I like MandelaCon to do his own show again. He's done it in the past, so maybe in a couple weeks. Next week I'm booked. I got an important show, but hopefully he'll contact me in 2 weeks. He can do his own program. And we got quite a following here. So I know I got
in two
callers.
In 2 weeks, we'll bring back the matriarch, Joe. In 2 weeks. Let's put it on the record now.
All
in
right,
2 weeks.
Let's do it. All right, let's do it. We'll set it down now for 2 weeks. We got a date. I'll contact you privately, MandelaCon. But listen, everyone, be respectful for the last two callers for tonight, and then I'll close it out. Leroy, go ahead. Leroy, I waited for you, and then Brother Mercy.
That's
go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, I was busy doing something, but I was trying to listen at the same time. And you know, the last two female callers, I mean, I like what they said, actually. I mean, I may not agree with it all, but just because I don't agree with you or you don't agree with things I say doesn't mean one of us is right, one of us is wrong. Both of us could be wrong, and both of us could be right at the same time. It just depends on how you look at things lots of times. And to get out here and take personal attacks and or smart-ass comments in the background while someone's talking, that's disrespectful, and that goes to show right there that you are ignorant. You don't want to learn. You don't want to accept other views. If it's been that way since day one, just think where we'd be at today. We wouldn't have nothing that none of us have today. And, you know, it's like Melikon. He's like, I agree with a lot of stuff he says, too. You know, we all got to become one people. If anybody remembers, and I wasn't around back then, but I wasn't too far from it. I know Bitbanger stuff was in the 60s and 70s. It didn't matter if you were black, white, Indian, or a midget for that matter. You know, you went to places like Woodstock, you know, an American band, all these places. You all danced together. You had fun together. You partied together. And it's still like that today. The problem is the population is also 30 times more than it was back then. So now you got all these little hate groups that the media loves to focus on, and it does do nothing but cause more division among people. That's all it does, and that's their goal, is to create it. The news don't report good news. They report things to separate and bad news. That's their job. They keep stirring the damn pot. But yeah, I do like the one thing the lady was talking about with the technology and stuff and subliminal messaging. I mean, I could counter a lot of stuff too with that because I have a lot of personal experience where RF is concerned and electronics. But and the last lady too, I liked a lot of what she had said. So I would really look forward to tuning into a show with them. And more so than a big bitch argument about Trump or something like that. You know, it is what it is. The only thing we do, whether you like the man or hate the man or whatever, is cross your fingers and hope he does a good job. That's it.
All right. Hey, good comment at the end there. And Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy, go ahead, my friend. Brother Mercy, for some reason, you must mute your phone or something. Where are you, Brother Mercy?
Yeah, what I wanted to say, I know I'm going to take a different take on this, and I know I'm about to be hated, but I could care less. I'm going to speak the truth. I don't think a woman being in charge is going to solve all our problems. I don't think a woman being in charge is going to solve all our problems. I don't think so. And it is a white
from the matriarch. You're from the patriarchy, and the sign is Brother Mercy. You're right. And you're right.
Hang on. Nope. Don't interrupt. Come on now. Go ahead, Brother Mercy.
I mean, we got a queen in England right now with no king, and England still got problems. And we got a
We don't have no queen in England.
No, okay, come on, Melikon. Don't make me do this. Come on.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. When the people call, forgive me. Go ahead, Brother Mercy, with your lie. Go ahead.
And when I speak of we, I'm talking about the world. The world has a queen in England, and England still got issues. Japan has a female president. Japan still got issues. I mean, woman being in charge is not going to solve the problem. The white man has caused a lot of these problems. We just need to call it what it is. He has caused a lot of problems. But I would like to say this. We do have an answer here. We do have to come together. We do have to work together. But I don't think one gender or ethnic group being in charge is going to solve the problem. We got a different array of problems going on. We got racial issues. We got ethnic issues. We got gender issues, man. We got all kind of issues out here, economic issues. We got diseases. We got all kind of stuff going on. So I just wanted to say, the first thing we got to do to cause healing is we got to start telling the truth. The point is we cannot sweep slavery under the rug like it never existed and don't talk about it. No, sorry. We have to talk about it, and we have to take him to court and make him pay for what they did. We got to make the founding fathers pay for what they did in slavery. And until they pay for it, we're going to be having this same conversation, because if I do wrong and I never apologize for it, I'll keep doing the wrong. And that's just how it is. I mean, when we go to church, we learn how to apologize. We learn how to repent. We learn how to do better. But what's going on in this country is the people who have perpetrated wickedness have not been brought to court, have not been brought to task. So I really believe that's what needs to happen. Once that happens, once slavery is dealt with, once we deal with that, reparations are issued. Once we deal with that, then I think it will solve a lot of our issues. Not saying all of our issues, but of course we do have respect our mothers. That's no doubt about that. We have to respect our women. I mean, I cannot acknowledge that. But I still think we got a real big issue with people getting away with murder, and I think the founding fathers have gotten away with murder when they established this nation. Brother Mercy.
All right, Brother Mercy, thank you very much for your final comment. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about. And listen, the name of this show is Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today. And in 2 weeks, we're going to have Mandela Khan on and his friends. That's going to be awesome. The last show he did with us was awesome. But next week is going to be an awesome show. And listen, that's what the name of the program is, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today. And if we cannot come to a conclusion and work together somehow, some way, and I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Mercy is a friend of mine. He does the sports show with me when we did the sports show. I sent him money because he won bet. You know, but I disagree with a lot of what he just said. I do. I really do. You know, out of all the other callers, I disagree with a lot of what he just said. But we're still friends, and we're going to understand the times in which we live in today. And I believe this program, who has had Howard Stern pick it apart, Howard Stern, folks, and other national media outlets, because you want to know why? Because we are popular, and your voice is being heard all around the world today, no matter what topic we follow. And no matter what topic we take on. So I want to thank the callers tonight, and I love you all, and I wish you the best. And I swear, if I could help any of you out, if you need a voice, just contact me. I love you all. Take care. God bless. Take care. Good night, everybody.
All right. Have a dirty.
Good night.